It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Scumbags! Rage!
Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Rage all you want.
Level two. This is Sports Rage. And you know, it's been a crazy-ass day when we haven't even gotten to, Russell Westbrook's on the Lakers now? really? We haven't even gotten to that? It's been that busy of a day? I am Gabe Morenci, SiriusXM Channel 204. Big card, Julio Rosario will join us from the Windy City in a couple of minutes. So we'll get his 213 picks that he no doubt has coming up. But yeah, we haven't even gotten to Westbrook yet. And we haven't gotten to the crazy baseball news. That baseball, Kyle Schwarber got traded to the Red Sox. Max Scherzer's a Dodger now, even though he was supposed to go to San Diego earlier today. The Dodgers also got Trey Turner. And I got a take on the Dodgers as well that we'll get to after, about how I'm tired of hearing people here cry about the Dodgers and all their payroll and the Dodgers' payroll. No, you're morons. You just don't understand baseball, evidently. So we'll get to that. But as far as Russell Westbrook and the Lakers are concerned, wow. I normally don't fall. Like, a lot of times I'm like, yeah, whatever. Like, these big name pairings and stuff. And, like, it's like, whatever. Right? It's all media hype. Yet, you know, this is an interesting situation. Now, the key is, what else are the Lakers up to? And how much money do the Lakers have left after this, right? Westbrook makes a lot of money. AD makes a lot of money. LeBron makes a lot of money. How much money is left over to make sure you get enough guys? But if I think it's a good deal for both teams. The Lakers need something, right? The Lakers didn't have enough. They needed more pop. Westbrook provides pop. Westbrook's from Los Angeles, played at UCLA, is stoked to be going home. And Westbrook's very good friends with LeBron. I retweeted a picture of them smoking cigars today, like together. Like, I don't know if that was from today, actually, though, the video. Because I don't know if you guys remember, like, LeBron's courted Westbrook before, right? So it's finally happened. I was just saying earlier tonight, I think LeBron's got one more run in him. I think he's got another ring left in him, right? Or at least get to the finals and see what happens type of deal. But they lost a lot of depth. And if you're Washington, this was a freaking steal for you. Westbrook wasn't even a wizard. He was just there. It was cool. Him and Beal together, but in the long haul, you're not winning with both those guys together, right? Like, it was just sort of, it got you through the season. You covered some point spreads. You made the playoffs. But if you're the Wizards, are you better off with Harrell, Kuzma, and Caldwell Pope and draft picks? Or having just Russell Westbrook? You just got yourself a team. Like, the Wizards just went from having nobody to suddenly having a team. The Wizards suddenly have Rui Hachimura, Bradley Beal, Caldwell Pope, Montrezl Harrell, Kyle Kuzma. You got a team suddenly. Before, you had Rui, and it was, okay, and then you had these two stars that really didn't, like, play the same position, essentially. Right? So, if you're the Wizards, great move by the Wizards. I think there's a steal by the Wizards. And if the Lakers, I don't hate it, because LeBron doesn't like anybody. So, LeBron doesn't, no one likes Harrell. Right? They wanted to dump Kuzma for a while. The Late Night Anger Management class. We're doing the Harlem Shuffle. Man, there's a lot of shuffling going on. Let's moonwalk this thing. Jalen Green, Michael Jackson style. Man, what a night. We had the NBA draft. Russell Westbrook's on the Lakers right now. You got to wonder what the Lakers' big picture is, in which you've got a massive three here right now. And this is rock solid. You know, and people that, you know, I think Russell Westbrook is probably the most, number one, misunderstood, or number two, misanalyzed guy in the NBA. Like, if you ask, oh, Russell Westbrook, oh, he's selfish, right? I'm not really sure how a guy that, like, leads the league in assists every year is selfish. Oh, he just does that for a second. The guy has more triple-doubles than anyone in the history of the NBA. So just get that out of the way right there. So, numbers, he's going to give you numbers. Is he a good shooter? No. He's never going to be a good shooter. But he's going to give you numbers, all right? So you got that out of the way. The thing that Westbrook brings to the table is hunger. Hunger, right? Last year, the Lakers were a little fat. You know what I mean? They won the title. They had a bunch of dudes. They got soft. Oh, I'm a champion now. It's cool. You know, LeBron's doing Space Jam. AD gets hurt, right? You always need to have guys like a championship caliber team or a championship team is one. You always need to bring in new guys. You'll notice the Patriots did that all the time, right? Let's bring in this guy right now that's never won before, right? He'll be hungry to win now. Like, it keeps people focused. Westbrook is a competitor. The guy, like, brings it when he's on the court every night. So just from a culture standpoint, it's going to help their competitiveness. He won't mail it in. He's playing at home. He's going to be hardcore about it. But Pelinka's got to figure it out. You got to fill this out now. And you just gave up half your team, even if they kind of, you don't like them, right? So Kyle Kuzma, whatever. Kuzma's been done with the Lakers. He's fallen out of favor for them. They've always sort of never liked him, right? LeBron, I mean. LeBron doesn't like young guys, number one. He doesn't like, he, you know what I mean? And if you're LeBron James, you're like, all right, I got a couple of years left, and I'm not going to waste my time with some kid. He felt this way in Cleveland when they took Andrew Wiggins. He's like, I'm not playing with Wiggins. Trade him. Get Kevin Love. Right? And then after, they're complaining, oh, we're stuck with Kevin Love's contract. LeBron's like, hey, you're the one that said extend it. Like, you told us to do this. Now you're complaining we did this. And then you leave, and we're stuck with the deal. LeBron's good at that. LeBron told Miami to draft that kid Napier out of UConn, then he bolted after the draft. Bring it.
We are the first 24-hour network giving you the most extensive fantasy sports.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Halfback passes to the center, back to the wing, back to the center. Center holds it, holds it, holds it.
Halfback passes to center, back to wing, back to center. Center holds it, holds it, holds it!
I can't bear this any longer. I'm leaving.
The Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenci, SiriusXM Channel 204. Man, there's a lot of stuff to get to. We'll get into some Olympic talk here momentarily. But, of course, the Washington Wizards have traded Russell Westbrook and second-round picks in 2024 and 2028 to the Los Angeles Lakers for Kyle Kuzma, Caldwell Pope, Montrezl Harrell, and the number 22 pick, the 22nd pick. I think the Wizards did great in this deal. But I like the pairing here with Westbrook and LeBron and AD. My question is now, and I don't know, I'm not a capologist here. So, and all this stuff is moving fast. And there's one thing, too, that we should state. This stuff is like a puzzle, right? You can't react, oh, that's not a good-looking puzzle. You got to let all the pieces fall into place here. So the question is, what do the Lakers have up their sleeve right now? And I'll tell you what right now. There's no way that the Lakers did this without already having a plan in place. They didn't just say, all right, you know what? Let's trade everybody on our team and let's get Westbrook and then figure it out from there and fill in the pieces. They must know, right? Like, free agency starts, Sunday? Monday? What's the date? It's August 2nd. What's the exact date? Of August, anyways. assuming nobody knows, nobody has a job. people are big on dates here. People are big on dates. I got to do everything myself. So it's a Monday the 2nd, right? So it's Monday the 2nd. I want to thank our research team and our helpers, me. It's Monday the 2nd. They're already talking, right? It's a pile of crap. It's the stupidest rule in sports. Does anyone believe that? So what do you think? Like when NBA free agency is announced, and they always announce these deals. So what? You guys worked out a $200 million contract with the lawyers in 30 seconds? you didn't negotiate at all before. It's wink, wink. Everyone in the NBA knows you're allowed to negotiate, right? Whatever. So everyone's already planning stuff right now. Like the phones are burning up in the NBA right now with players, right? I'm not even going to say teams because players run the league. So players are talking to each other. Do you want to join us or are you going to join them? You're going to join this team or you're going to join that team? What do you want to do, Kyle? Right? So I'm just saying the Lakers must already know. All right, we're going to trade for Westbrook. We're going to get rid of all these guys. We're going to dump all that money of all those players. We're going to have this money, and we've already spoken to this guy. He's going to sign with us too, right? And this guy's going to sign for cheaper with us. We've already made a deal with him behind the scenes. We got a verbal agreement with this guy too. Like, so that's why I'm saying we can't judge everything now with the Lakers. I guarantee you Pelinka's got more coming, right? They can't play with this. They ain't playing with three guys. So is it Kyle Lowry? Is Lowry going to go there? DeMar DeRozan. Word on the street in L.A. is DeMar is signing with the Lakers. What does this change? Or are they going to say, you know what? We're going all-star here. And it's funny how things change because suddenly I like the Lakers because I'm a big Westbrook fan. So I'm like, all right, good, let's go. Yeah, get DeMar too. I'll be on your wagon. Me and Kevin Walsh, go L.A. I'm a Raptor fan, but you know, I've always been a Westbrook fan, and I love DeMar DeRozan. But word is DeMar is the guy going to L.A. That was the free agent rumor. And the Lakers do have some money because they just dumped a ton of money, right? And they can go over the cap and the luxury stuff. They can do whatever the hell they want to do. So what's the big picture for the Lakers? Are they getting are Kyle Lowry? There's been talk about that. Kyle Lowry and DeMar DeRozan reunite together to go for a title run together in DeMar DeRozan's hometown of Los Angeles. DeMar DeRozan's from South Central. Played at USC. Let's bring in the Windy City right now. Julio Rosario, play-by-play voice of the Windy City Bulls, Chicago State, and a big game gambler as well. A big card gambler. Julio, a lot of stuff to get to, Julio. How you doing tonight, Julio?
Boy, Morenzi, the fade Team USA train has paid off quite well in the Olympics. And if you're watching Team USA women against Japan, looks like your bet might be paying off as well tonight, Gabe. Hope you're doing well, my friend.
Yeah, we're doing all right, Julio. We're just talking about the NBA right now. And as I was just saying, so the Lakers, yeah, it's a big move. Right now they're the second favorites to win the NBA title, after the Brooklyn Nets. And the Brooklyn Nets is a stupid number. I mean, these guys can't stay healthy for a week. And plus, Harden will implode. Like, you can't buy into this. And D'Antoni split already. How long till Nash taps out? So the Nets are plus 220 right now. The Lakers are plus 420. And the Lakers at plus 420 is great value. Like, who's going to, like, in the West, you can talk about Matthias's Clippers. Kawhi Leonard's not even going to play this year. Like, Kawhi's not done. Like, he's not even playing this year. And in fact, the Raptors dodged a bullet not being on the hook with this guy. He's falling apart. The Golden State Warriors could be okay, but I don't know. So it's interesting. The Milwaukee Bucks are plus 850 right now, but crazy night in the NBA tonight, Julio. Except in Chicago, all quiet on the bullfront.
Well, I mean, if you're an Illinois basketball fan and you're a Chicago Bull fan, it's a big night. Io Desumu drafted in the second round. But look, Gabe, I agree with you. Best number for the Lakers, 420. I think it's a great number, personally. Look, if you're going to bet the futures market right now, I think that's the only play, just in terms of considering, just projecting, if the Lakers can go on to win the title, obviously you have, like you were mentioning earlier, what are the other pieces Los Angeles are going to add before tip-off in October. That's the biggest thing of them all. If they can add another one or two role players, yeah, you think the Lakers can easily win the title. So if you're going to bet the futures, the Lakers are the play.
Well, at least to put yourself in a hedge. And I'm not even saying the Lakers are the best team in the NBA with this roster, but to me, they're the best team in the Western Conference. Phoenix are good, but Phoenix aren't going to run it back. They're not going to make it back to the. I don't think they'll make it back to the finals this year. I'm not going to say they got lucky, but they kind of did in a sense. Everybody was hurt. Every team they played, they got at a weak point. The one team they played that was healthy beat them. Right? The Lakers had no AD. The Nuggets had no Will Barton, and oh yeah, Jamal Murray, you know, their second best player along with Jokic, and Kawhi Leonard was out. Right? Like I said, I'm not taking anything away from Phoenix, but let's be real. Like they had a good path there. The Clippers are falling apart. They had their chance and last year and they choked. The Warriors are good, but Curry and Thompson, I don't think they're NBA title good anymore. Utah Jazz 13-1. They're chokers. Let's just call it out for what it is. The Denver Nuggets, to me, you know what, Julio? And we'll get to the Olympics here in a minute. We're going with a break on the other side. We'll get to the Olympics. But to me, the Dallas Mavericks, 30-1. I'm telling you what, guys. I don't know how much longer I'm going to live. But every year for the rest of my life, I'm going to take Luka Doncic to win the championship, Julio. Like, I'll tell you that. And I bet you one of these years he wins. He's like, him and Giannis are the best players in the world. And, like, he's good enough. If Mark Cuban and the Mavericks can stop effing around and actually give him a couple of players, they can win. He's good enough to carry a team to a championship. But he can't do it with the...
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Steps he's got around him now. Dallas are interesting. Free agency's coming this weekend. We'll hit the Olympics on the other side. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
As long as you can remember,
there's only ever been one thing in your life that's been there for you.
It's meant memories,
family,
friends,
and yeah, we'll say it,
fun.
Welcome to your home for talking sports. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Welcome to the bullpen, Derek.
Hello.
Hi. Derek, this indoor soccer is a new sport. Could you tell us something about it?
Oh, yeah. It's beautiful. It's soccer played indoors, like in a hockey rink. Sort of soccer hockey.
Boy, that's an interesting combination. What are the rules?
I don't know, really. I don't care.
I see. How does your team look?
Mostly Venezuelan.
Right.
Late night anger management class. Everyone's a capologist now in our chat. I am Gabriel Morency. Hey, listen. You know, and next week, Matias, I know he's going to be busy right now in the next few days, but next week, let's get Pincus on. Our boy Pincus, Eric Pincus, capologist specialist. Because the Lakers got some work to do. But they're going to be creative, guys. Like, we don't know. Like I said, like, none of us know. We don't know. No. Are the chances that Westbrook said, yeah, I'm going to play for $5 million? That's not happening. But you think the Lakers are this stupid? You think the Lakers don't have a plan? That they said, you know what? The salary cap's $112 million, and we owe $110 million to three guys. We're screwed. We got $2 million for the rest of the team. Right? Like, no. Like I said, I guarantee you, they've got agreements with other players right now in place. There's going to be some dude that's like, oh, wow, this guy agreed to take this, the veteran exception, right? Some of these guys already have hundreds of millions of dollars, right? So they're like, all right, I'll go to L.A., I'll do this. You know, like Dwight Howard. Dwight Howard played for the Lakers for dirt cheap, won a title, and left after. He's like, all right, I did it. I won. I'm not doing it again, but I played for you for $8 million. I'm not doing it again, but I won, and I got a ring, so I'm good. And now I'll go elsewhere. Like, just tell you, know what I mean? Like, the salary cap is very loose, guys. And like I said, what, you think Adam Silver's going to stop the Lakers? Oh, you guys, let's look at the books. They're going to do whatever the hell they want to do. All right? And we don't know. Did Westbrook defer stuff? We know LeBron ain't deferred anything. We know LeBron wants his money. Right? But that's what I said. Let's let the chips fall where they may, and let's see what Pelinka has up his sleeve here. All right? Because you know there's more coming. You know, like I said, is it Kyle Lowry and DeMar DeRozan? I don't see how they afford that. I don't see how, because Kyle and DeMar ain't playing for free. So I don't see how. Like, but let's let it play out. Julio's ready to go with the Olympics. I can tell. I got to be honest, Julio. Today, you know, I got Olympic fever. Today was the first day I haven't bet on the Olympics yet. Tonight, I haven't bet on anything. Doesn't mean I won't, but I will. But I do, Julio. I was too busy winning money in the NBA draft, bro. And in the Gold Cup.
Yeah, great call on USA Qatar. Who would have thought under. That those two would play? Yeah, who would have thought? Great call on the under 2.5 goals. And look, I think right now in the dog days of summer as we approach August, Gabe, finding a way to avoid betting on baseball is probably our best advice anyone could give. So it's whether it's the NBA draft or it's Olympic field hockey, if you can find, or European soccer, as long as you can find something that doesn't involve blown bullpens, I think you'll be good before preseason football kicks off.
I think that's good advice, Julio. I can't. That's a good point. It's funny on Game Time Decisions every night. Cam's got like 8 baseball picks. And I'm like, dude, I don't know. I'm like, I don't like anything. Hey, looking you, at this crap. Like,
you and Cam, look, I always appreciate you and Cam Stewart. You guys give me a platform. You guys calm me down when I have a gigantic card. Do we need an intervention? It seems like Cam bets the Blue Jays every single night. Do we need an intervention with Cam Stewart on the Jaybirds?
He's going to get offended if you try to interfere. Like all people with interventions. You know what's funny is earlier when you remember, I told him, I said, you bet on the Blue Jays every game this year. And he got offended. No, I don't. And I said, yeah, you do. And then he admitted. He goes, oh, I kind of do. And you see, it's just daily. It's not even a handicap anymore, is it, Julio? We just know.
No, it's just that. Yeah, he's going to pick the Blue Jays, yeah.
The best was the other day when he said, no, no, no. He said, no, Gabe, this isn't a homer pick or a heart pick. He goes, I got a vibe about this one, too. Homer, heart, vibe. He had a vibe. And the crazy thing is, Julio, if you've noticed, they pretty much lost every damn night in the last 2 weeks, right? Like, since he's been doing this.
Right.
I know they won today, but I'm just looking up the number tomorrow. So they're going home. This is the spot. It's their first home game, bro, in like 600 and whatever the hell days. 22 months. My bad. It's the CFL 645 days. Anyway, Julio, first home game for the Blue Jays in 22 months tomorrow. You buying in? The sentimental pick, the Kansas City Royals.
Yeah, let's go. Look, why not? I mean, Kansas City won 2 out of 3 against the White Sox, a 5-0 win today. Going up, yeah, let's go with the Jaybirds at home for their first game at the old Rogers Center in 2 years. Why not? I'll throw some singles at that.
Yeah, I think it's so I think this number will go up. People are going to start hammering it just because it's that, well, their first game back home. 15,000 fans allowed only. 15,000 fans allowed. All right, so as you stated, Julio, yeah, man, the fade the Team USA in team events, right, has really worked out, like the sort of North American sports. Because I talked about it, Julio, it's interesting, like the odds makers in Europe are the ones setting the numbers for the swimming, the cycling, track and field. FanDuel in America doesn't know anything about that, bro. You know what I mean? They don't. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not saying to insult them. I wouldn't. They're our sponsors, so I'm not going to insult them. I'm just telling you the truth. I know them. They don't. Like, they don't cover track and field. So it's all the European. They're copying the Paddy Power, like the, you know, FanDuel in Ireland, et cetera, as sister companies. So, but when it comes to, like, basketball, baseball, softball, the guys in Ireland don't know anything. You know what I mean? They're going to defer, right? They're going to say, listen, you guys are the ones that watch this, these NBA guys. It's all NBA guys, so you guys make the numbers, right? You guys make the numbers. We don't know anything about women's softball. You make the number for women's softball. And then what happens? They make USA minus 9.5 in a game they win 2-0, right? Like,
yeah.
So what about the women's basketball? Are you playing this one? Did you fade the U.S. plus the points here? Are you on Japan plus the points?
Well, I didn't get a pregame bet in, Gabe, but right now the in-play market is 19. I think I'd have to take Japan at plus 19, or it's
15.5 now. It's 15.5.
Wow. I would have
that's still
it's
good.
Japan or nothing. Yeah, it's still good. It's Japan or nothing in my eyes. I mean, Team USA were, what, 31-point favorites against Nigeria? It wasn't even close to covering the other night in women's basketball. I agree
Holy
with you. Look,
crap.
More times than not, Gabe, it's fade Team USA. You mentioned in softball, they had totals 8.5, 7.5. I mean, if you were following your show, if you were just blindly betting the unders in women's softball, you were cashing quite well. So, yeah, it's fade Team USA or nothing. It's either because in women's basketball, they're catching up. In men's basketball, no continuity. When the first game against France is a group that played with each other since they're probably the under-16 group in the European competition. You know, once you get to the international ranks, more physical game. Everyone's got a target on your back. Odds makers inflate the numbers. So, you know, it's best just to stay away from Team USA. Like in baseball, for example, Gabe, are you going to take Team USA plus 2.5 runs against Israel this morning?
Who's starting for USA? Edwin Jackson?
That's what I'm saying. If it's Edwin
no,
Jackson.
No, I'm not saying that sarcastically. I think he is.
No.
I don't know. Who's the starting pitcher for USA? Can someone let us know?
If the total's 9.5, I'm almost leaning under. If you've been watching Olympic baseball so far, 9.5 has seemed to be the total in both games. Low-scoring ball games. I think right now it's Mexico and the Dominican Republic in a low-scoring affair. So,
well, last night,
it's just unders in all these games.
Well, look, last night, and we talked about this last night on the show, and I said take Israel. I hit it, actually. Israel plus 1.5. Israel lost by 1 run. That's the theme here. So, look, they've only played 3 games, Julio, baseball. Japan, Dominican Republic scored 7 runs. Mexico and Dominican Republic, it's 1-0 late right now, real late. It's like the 8th inning, 9th inning type thing. DR up 1-0 on Mexico. South Korea beat Israel 6-5. So, you know, and I'll tell you what, Israel started their best pitcher last night. Right? Like they came out. Now they're playing the U.S. tonight. The U.S. should be able to score. So the question is, though, Julio, is Israel going to score 5 runs on a U.S. tonight? I don't think so.
I don't think so.
I want to see the starting pitcher, though.
I don't think so either. So I was mistaken. I said 2.5. It's actually 4.5 runs. FanDuel at minus 145 for Israel, 9.5. I would almost lean to take the under, but if it's a guy like Edwin Jackson pitching for Team USA, yeah, maybe lean towards the over. I mean, Edwin Jackson not necessarily known as a Cy Young-type pitcher during his days in the major leagues.
Yeah, yeah, but he ain't pitching against major leaguers. He's pitching against Israel. you see what I'm saying, Julio? I mean, you guys are really not a lot of help here. I'm asking people, who's the starting pitcher? Let me look at the chat and see if anyone. Otherwise, I'm going to have to hire help here because I can't do everything by myself. I try, but eventually my head is about to explode. All right. Thank you very much, Kyle Johnson. Starting pitcher, Joe Ryan for the USA. Joey Wagman goes for Israel. Thank you, Kyle.
Normally in these ads, you expect somebody to ask you to buy something. But this is something different. I'm Julian Barnes, and I'm a reporter for the New York Times. I'm a national security reporter, and that means I'm reporting on military operations. These are fast-paced, quickly moving situations. What exactly is happening on the ground is often shrouded in mystery. But we turn to trusted sources, satellite imagery, and expertise built up over years in order to ferret out the facts that wouldn't otherwise come to light. I'm here to ask you to seek out a news source that does firsthand fact-based reporting. If it's your local paper, great. If it's the Times, thank you. Because where you go for your information matters.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Great job, Kyle. Thank you. Joe Ryan versus Joey Wagman.
I'm an unders better. Let's go under 9.5 for Israel to USA.
All right, I took Japan plus 13.5 women's basketball. They're down by 5 right now in USA. Bring it in.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to Sports Rage Late Night with Gabe Morenci on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204.
You stupid horse! I got my last $10 on you! No! Don't look at me! Run! No! Don't come over here!
Late night anger management class. I am Morenci, SiriusXM Channel 204. Julio Rosario kicking it with us. So Scott Kazmir's on the American roster. Pitcher Scott Kazmir, but they're going with Joe Ryan tonight. Joe Ryan's had 12 appearances in the minor league so far this year. He's got a 3.63 earned run average and 57 innings pitched so far. So Israel, of course, played last night. Ian Kinsler leads the Israelis. So, you know, Israel can play. You were talking about the total, Julio. So I'm leaning with the over here in this game. I think the USA is going to put some runs up. You're leading. What are you? You're pulling the trigger. You're gonna play the under here, Julio, on this. You're saying? I'm weary.
Yeah.
Of it.
I'm an unders better, so I'll lean 9.5. I'd have to contemplate a little bit more, but if I had to pull the trigger now, I would take the under. Let's go 7-2 USA final score. So that gets 7-2. Us to 9.
Yeah. So USA. Man, USA minus 1.5, like minus 285 still. Got to lay a price to do it. USA's great parlay material here. They're going to beat Israel.
Yeah,
it's not going to be.
I was thinking
it's not going to be easy.
I was thinking, let's go USA and Belgium in men's field hockey. Belgium played Great Britain this morning. I think Belgium's minus 400 on the money line, so why not add Belgium to a parlay? I think Belgium are the best men's field hockey team. They took away the futures market right now because there's a match going on right now, Gabe, but Belgium, the Red Devils, are my team in men's field hockey, which is one of the sports I've been betting on and enjoying in this Olympics.
Yeah. I enjoy it as well. I went like 2-0 the other night in it, so that's why I liked it. But I enjoy feeling it. I really like the swimming, Julio. I've enjoyed the swimming a lot. The swimming, and I can't wait. Track and field on Saturday. I'm going to look that up, actually, in a second here. Someone can let me know. When's the track and field finals? Like, on Saturday. Because I know that's the big night. So, like, the 100 meters, the 200 meters, and all that stuff. But is it, like, in prime time here in America? Or is it, like, 4 in the morning? Is it prime? Like, are they really going to have the 100-meter race at 8 in the morning? like, you know, that's what I'm asking. Is it going to be 5 in the morning West Coast time? I'll get into that. Okay, someone let me know in a minute here. I just want to look at the upcoming schedule, see what we can parlay this. All right, so Julio, let's get DJ in here. This is what's coming up here, buddy. All right, so I don't like betting on preliminary crap. Let's look at some finals or team games type thing. All right, beach volleyball. I take it back. It's a real sport, but I don't want to bet on it. Tennis, men's doubles, bronze medals match. Any interest in that, Julio? Men's doubles, bronze medal match.
Not a doubles tennis better.
Come on, Julio. You're betting on everything that you don't know. All right, let's just get the odds up for this. All right, so tennis, doubles. Yes, tennis, men's doubles. WD, XD. What's XD? Is that like the new unisex like stuff? They have that now. Like, is it XD? I don't even know. All right, table tennis.
Oh, mixed doubles.
No, but that's MD, XD.
Oh, XD. Yeah, your guess is as good as mine on
this. XD. I don't know what that stands for. Women's doubles. I don't see men's doubles. I don't got men's doubles odds up. All right, who cares? I don't want to bet on men's doubles tennis anyways. All right, so beach volleyball again coming up. Italy and Poland. We've got some handball. Sweden versus Egypt. Volleyball. Argentina versus Tunisia. Argentina were good to me the other night. Let's check out some volleyball here. Let's see let's see the odds. Volleyball, Argentina. I took Argentina against France the other night. They won me money. All right, volleyball.
Yeah, I'm looking at Italy-Iran in men's volleyball. Why not Italy minus 2.5 on the spread, plus 165? So essentially, Italy needs to win 3-0 against Iran at plus value. Yeah, you got to sweep them. Not bad price for plus value, 165.
You're more courageous than me. I'm thinking I'll just take Italy to beat Iran at minus 400, put it in the parlay.
Put it in the parlay. There you go. Italy, Team USA baseball, Belgium field hockey. I think you've got your Olympic D-gen parlay right there, Gabe.
I think you're right. All right, so let me find the field hockey here. Field hockey, fencing, hockey. Yes, sir. All right, handicap. What the hell, you guys don't even have. All right. Wow. They don't even have money lines up anymore. So I see here. Belgium is minus 1.5 against Great Britain. You know, Great Britain are pretty good, actually, at men's field hockey. They don't suck. They're pretty competitive. All right, let's see what else.
Yeah, the money line.
It's got to be something else.
Well, the money line shows Belgium minus 420, Great Britain plus 800. So the odds makers, you know, heavily going with the Belgians.
Let me ask you, though, Julio. Let me ask you something.
Yeah, go ahead.
Do you know, and I'm not putting you on the spot, I'm not calling you out for it, but we got to be careful with this, like water polo, or like we learned this in like the rugby the other night. What are teams playing for something? Like if some of these teams already locked up their spot type thing for seeding, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, like, yeah, is everyone? Great question.
Yeah, like is everyone playing like for real? Like the Italy need to win this game? Like, you know what I mean? That's what I'm asking. Like, anyone know the volleyball like standings? Kyle Johnson's really good at knowing the standings and stuff of this stuff. So what's the deal? Anyone know, like, for field hockey and volleyball, do these games still count, or have some of the teams already clinched their spot, like, in the next round?
All right, I've got the field hockey standings right now, Gabe. Pool B is where Belgium and Great Britain play later this morning.
What are the records?
Belgium with 12. Belgium, first place, 12 points. They're 4-0. While Great Britain in four games played, 7 points, 2-1-1. So they're just a
point. See, that's what I'm saying. Like,
tied
Great Britain can't.
The Netherlands at 7.
So Great Britain can't even catch them if Belgium loses. So that's what I'm saying. Belgium's won the group. You know what I mean? Like, that's what I'm saying. So it doesn't mean they won't win again, but you just said it. Great Britain are tied. It's a bigger game for Great Britain than it is Belgium.
Yeah, I think in terms of watching the last couple of games, I think Belgium are the stronger side. Price looks good at the handicap at 1.5, so I'm willing to take that shot. And, you do bring up a great point. I mean, look at women's soccer from the other day, right? Team USA were essentially playing for a draw, and the match ended 0-0. So if you took Team USA on the handicap or an over 2.5 goals,
Julio,
you were a loser. Yeah.
You believe how bad the men's soccer team is from Spain? I told you, Matias, they can't score. Like, All they do is pass it around. Like, it, I've never seen anything like it. Like, I don't know. But you guys know you got to kick the ball to net.
I still think they're going to win the gold.
I know they might just
Brazil.
Yeah, because they're hard to score on. Exactly. They're hard to score on, Spain, because they have the ball all the time. All right. People buying. All right. So we have the judo finals. All right. Judo finals, beach volleyball, women's quarterfinal, Canada versus Brazil, women's basketball, France, equestrian. What else do we have? It's not a great night tonight. Nothing's jumping off the screen at me here, bro. Men's field hockey, Japan and India a little bit later on. That's pretty cool. Baseball, USA, Israel. Field hockey, Argentina, New Zealand.
You got later this morning, Netherlands and Team USA women's soccer. I've been high on the women Dutch this tournament. Yeah. They played great against Brazil in a 3-3 draw. Team USA, not the same Team USA from the last couple of years. Great price, plus 180 on FanDuel for the Lady Dutch. I'm going with the value, Gabe. Give me the Netherlands to beat Team USA.
I'll take plus a goal or something. You notice, Julio, the U.S. women can't score either.
It is very troubling where, and a lot of these ladies are coming from the NWSL, a league I've been betting a lot. That's a league where they don't score. Meanwhile, these European teams playing one another in some of these super leagues. I know. I like the way the European clubs have been faring so far in this tournament, and I just think Team USA, sort of like in women's softball, Gabe, where they're not necessarily bringing the younger generation through in this tournament. It's still those rugged veterans, the Rapinos, the Morgans, and if you've been watching women's soccer, they've been playing quite well.
Yeah, they haven't passed the torch. You know what? Canada's women's soccer team are playing, too. They're pretty scrappy. I don't know if you've seen them, Julio. Canada's women's soccer team are in every match. Like, so they're playing the Brazilian women, who are pretty damn good, aren't they? So what?
Yeah.
Canada, give me Canada, like, plus. What do we got here, like, on a goal? Or give me, like, the Asian line here. What do we got here? Alternative. Damn, no, it's too expensive. Son of a. I wanted Canada plus one, Julio. It's minus 300.
Ooh, plus 300. Well, I'd make it for sure.
Yeah, I know.
What about how about both teams to score? Canada, Brazil. Brazil haven't been able to stop anyone defensively in the women's tournament. Good number, minus 110, both teams to score.
I like that. I think you're onto something there, Julio. I can live with that. You know what? I'm going to take the easy way out here, guys. It's not great value. It's minus 190. USA to beat Israel in baseball, Italy to beat Iran in volleyball. I like that. I'm not pretending, this is a great pick on the odds and stuff, but what do you want? It's 3 in the morning, 4 in the morning, depending on where you are. Like I said, I don't want to force things. I look at this. You know, I hit one of these safe parlays the other night with the basketball, so I don't mind anyone to win if I can get it. You know what I mean? So I'm going to put it in. USA to beat Israel in baseball, Italy to beat Iran in volleyball. I don't got to worry about spreads or runs or anything or sets. Just win the damn matches we go in the game.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes some of these safe parlays, as you're talking about, is the more advantageous play, especially in these types of tournaments where the superior teams are always going to rise and, you know, teams that are inflated, you can, you know, take advantage of. So I think that's a good play. I don't care what people say, if it's sharp, not sharp, bad. Look, if it's if it's good value to you, take advantage of it, right? If it's minus 150, minus 180, if you believe it's a high expected chance of winning the bet, go ahead and take it.
Hey, have you been betting?
Be on the table.
I know you want to dip into the volleyball. I warned you. I haven't bet it. I'm not man enough. But have you bet volleyball? Handball? Handball. And how's it gone for you? Because remember I told you handball. I said, those numbers are sharp, bro.
They are sharp. I haven't really been able to make many in-play handball bets just because I'm still trying to follow the game and try to figure out what the edge is. You're right. The numbers change so quickly.
There's no edge.
It's tough to there's tough to find an edge in handball, and I don't think there really is one to exist.
All right, you know, Canada-Brazil women's game. I like that, what you were saying, Julio. Both teams to score. I can see that happening. Both teams to score.
Yeah.
All right, we got some.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Woman's water. I like water polo. I've actually done one with water polo. We'll wrap up with Julio on the other side. We'll get you that because I know you're all dying to find out the line in the women's water polo match between Hungary and Japan. Bring it.
You're listening to the Sports Grid Radio Network, doing our part to spread the winning edge nationwide. Get on the grid. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
There are 24 hours in every day, 1,440 minutes, 86,400 seconds, and we still have trouble squeezing all this glorious sports talk in.
Have you thought about maybe sleeping less?
This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Late Night Anger Management Class, this is Sports Rage. I am Gable Morenci. There's some women's water polo coming up here. Women's water polo, USA women versus the Russian women. Russian Olympic Committee. Like, you know, Julio, if you're trying to punish Russia by calling them the Russian Olympic Committee instead of Russia, you're not doing a very good job, bro. Like, it's the same damn thing.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like for the ROC. Oh, you mean the Russian? Like, yeah, like, I like that. Oh, you can't call it Russia. They're the Russian Olympic Committee. What the hell does that mean? Stupid. So, yeah, USA versus Russia. I'm assuming that this is a pretty big match here. All right, so let's see the results here. USA women. In the pool. They're damn. So they lost to Hungary 10-9, USA women. They beat China 12-7. And they beat Japan 25-4. All right, so now they get Russia. Russia beat China 18-17. Russia tied Hungary 10-10. Yeah, that's what I thought. I thought Russia would be pretty good. So Russia are pretty good at this. USA are -4.5. It's talking about, I don't know, they're going to win by 4.5, Julio, you think? Put you on the spot here. Talking about fading the U.S. You want to take the Russian women plus 4.5?
Why not? Let's take the Russian women 4.5 in the pool.
I think it's the play.
USA the other night against Hungary. Yeah, I think that's the play too, Gabe.
I'm dead serious. Look, Julio, the total is 21.5. Which shows they think it's going to be a lower scoring game. Lower scoring right. game. Are they going to get blown out? Like, Russia's played with everybody, bro. Like, every game Russia's in, it's close. And against good teams. Hungary's good. Hungary's really good at water polo. All right, Julio, we got 25 seconds. Last word, Julio. Give us some words of wisdom or winners. Mexico, USA, Gold Cup. Who you got?
Give me Team Mexico. Give me the Mexicans to beat the U.S. in the Gold Cup.
Love you, Julio. Thanks, buddy.
Yeah, thanks, Gabe. Good luck, everybody.
Remember, you can listen to Sports Grid on the radio, TV, satellite, or the internet. To make it any easier, we'd have to move in with you.
And nobody wants that.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.